This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Rarely do I use imaginary stories in messages I give. I like to tell a true story. I like to tell something from history. And in your imagination, you see this black limousine pull in, and a driver gets out, walks around, and opens the door to a man by the name of Donald Trump. And he gets out with an entourage with him, five or six people, and they come in the door. And they come in, and they're just standing there looking for a place to sit. And I look around the room, and I say, would you get up and go to the back so they could, Donald Trump and his party could have access to this second row here? Some of you would say, well, who do you think you are to show favoritism like that? To show partiality and say, just because this rich guy comes in and you tell people to go to the back and him to sit up front, and what I'm telling you in an imaginary story happens to be what happened in reality in terms of the early church, where Christians were actually showing favoritism to people who had the nice jewelry. They had the designer labels of the day in their clothing, and people said, come on down, you sit up here, and if you're poor, you sit back there. Ironically, in churches in America today, the most prized seats are the back row, so you people, you're the most fortunate back there that have got the back row. And today we're going to study a passage that, I'll be honest with you, I cannot remember anybody ever hearing a message from this topic, from James 2, where we're preaching through the book of James, about the sin, and it is a sin, by the way, of showing favoritism. You may not think showing favoritism is a sin. You may not like it when you see it, especially if you're a victim of it in the wrong way. But the Lord says this, it's a sin that deserves to be judged. And we become a lawbreaker because we practice the sin of showing favoritism. Well, without any further delay, let's read it together. You just follow along as I read, and it should be up on the screen from James, the second chapter, exactly where I left off last week. It goes like this, my brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, here's a good seat for you, but say to the poor man, you stand there, or you sit on the floor by my feet, have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my dear brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him? But you have insulted the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court? Are they not the ones who are slandering the noble name of him to whom you belong? If you really keep the royal law, which is the king of all laws, found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin. If you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. I want you to listen to this verse. I'll just quote it to you from Leviticus 19:15. It says, don't show favoritism to somebody just because they're poor. And don't show favoritism to somebody just because they're rich. Judge fairly. That was the Levitical law in the Old Testament, Leviticus 19:15. You don't show partiality to somebody and say, hey, he's poor, let's cut him a deal here. She's rich, let's give her special consideration. Neither. The Bible says you judge fairly, impartially.
Well, what's interesting about this passage of Scripture is that when I shared this, there were a number of people who said, you know, I've never read that passage before. I didn't realize that it was a sin to show favoritism to people based on money or economic issues. That's an interesting response to an interesting message from James 2 that we continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.